couple of cocktails on this hot summer day. The kids are at camp.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's just me and you today.
Just us, Andrew and Eric.
Yeah, we shipped our kids, Chris and Steven, off to Camp Oingo Boingo.
Yeah, oh, definitely Camp Oingo Boingo. Secret fat camp.
They'll figure it out.
But this is the WHM mailbag for July. And Eric and I have a camp-themed entry into the mailbag saga.
These are all camp stories because we're waiting to hear back from our beloved children off at camp as well. But we got some stories of yours.
Totally.
Well, this first one.
Are any of these spooky, by the way?
Oh, they're all spooky.
Oh, all right. I think, in their own WHM way.
Yeah, this is some... Yeah, this is going to... Whew. All right, so this one's called LARP Camp, run by a hobo who went by Lucifer. And for those who don't know, LARP is an acronym for live action role playing.
I thought you were going to say, for those who don't know, Lucifer. also known as the Prince of Darkness.
Or the Morning Star. this one hits home because I actually worked at a camp like this for one brief summer.
Oh, you worked at a LARP camp. That's right.
Right. Yeesh. Worked. Didn't go. Got paid money.
To film kids.
Right. Yeah. It's a lucrative business. I did
clink,
not.
Clink, 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 clink.
No costume for me.
Mm-hmm.
Just the.
What kind of role playing were they doing?
I think there's like swords.
So more of your traditional LARPing.
Yeah, I think they had beanbags for magic spells.
Oh, good.
You know?
All right.
And I think I told the story once before, but I got accosted by one of the head
dudes.
Yeah, I guess he was an elf.
Well, that's a pretty high rank, I think.
For breaking the reality too much.
Mm.
Yes.
All right. All right, so let's get to this first email here.
Hi, gang. Loved the Camp Nowhere episode. It took me back to my younger days when I was 16 and in a live-action role-play group called Amtgard.
Yeah, sure.
If you've seen Role Models, you might be familiar with LARPing, but it's basically a medieval reenactment with a dash of D&D thrown in to make things extra weird.
Just a dash.
Yes, that's true. You might think to yourself, what kind of adult organizes the camp outs for LARP groups? Well, my parents didn't. Well, actually, side note, that camp I worked at was run by the villain from Tough Turf who played Nick, Paul Mones.
Oh, that's right.
I actually, before I saw Tough Turf, I knew one of the actors.
Was this dude walking around like, I'm a fucking star?
He had some director's chairs in his count. In his camp director's office, and he had a couple movie posters framed. Although no Tough Turf, which is a big mistake.
Yeah, whatever.
Blunder and a half. But he was a good enough dude, and I took his money.
There you go.
So okay, his parents didn't. Okay, now he goes on to say, my teenage friends and I were dropped off by my brother deep in the forest of Oregon on a Friday. After wandering through the woods for a while, we met a disheveled man who went by the name Lucifer, or Lucy for short.
Sure.
Lucy told us... Lucy. I don't think this guy was involved in any camp. I think you just came across
him. No, that dude was living out there. He was writing all sorts of letters like Christopher Lloyd. Yeah.
Lucy told us that he had been living in the woods for 3 weeks to secure the campsite for the camp out. I'm pretty sure Lucy was just squatting in the woods and thought it would be somewhat neat to have a camp out. He led us to a river that he had built a rock bridge across.
Oh, Jesus.
He told us it was the River Styx.
Oh, here's where it is.
And we were entering the realm of Hades.
Oregon, who knew?
This is where you run, right?
Yeah, totally. They're hanging out with this guy. Let's see where this is going.
When we reached the other side, it was less Hades and more of a lean-to. I don't know what that means.
A lean-to, it's like a, I think it's like a little shitty tent you make.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. He had a small fire pit with some crawfish cooking.
Oh, man.
This is really devilish, right?
The red the boiling red crawfish?
The Prince
course.
Of Darkness has to use his long fingernails to take apart the crawdads.
Oh, it's the best when you crack them right through the middle and get out all the juicy innards. This spicy butter will do nicely. I call it the Juicy Lucy.
Oh, gross.
So he offered us some. And
you fucking guys are about to eat food from a homeless man in the woods.
This is your lucky to be alive story. This yeah, is like totally. Very lucky to be alive. So he had,
I was just getting a yeah. coaster. Continue.
Okay. He was saying he was living off the land and.
AKA hiding from the police.
He said, he goes on to say, I'm pretty sure the land wasn't offering meth, but later I heard he had plenty.
Oh, yeah.
So Lucifer has meth as well.
Well, that's the devil's choice.
I guess so.
It's certainly not marijuana.
Long story short, we set up camp and had crazy adventures. Adventures include, this needs to be a TV show, I think.
Wait, they set up camp with this guy?
Yeah, they're living with this guy.
They moved into his lean-to?
Adventures included trading the food our parents sent us with to Lucy's friends for weed and beer.
Holy what is the shit?
Here's a Drake's coffee cake. How much weed can I get for it?
Man, that is a bad barter system.
Lucy showing me a dagger that turned into a pipe.
You want to see my knife pipe?
Lucy losing his bag of drugs and recruiting us to look for it in exchange for LARP currency.
Whoa, wait a minute. Why does he have LARP currency? He is involved in the camp.
No, he is. Yeah, his parents weren't, but this is the guy running the LARP camp.
No, but wait, so how is Lucy using LARP bucks? That's what you just said, right?
Yeah, currency? I think it's like, hey kids, if you look for my bag of drugs, I'll advance you to the next level, XP points.
But that's what I'm asking, though. How is this dude doing that?
Because he basically conned some parents Camp Nowhere style and said, yeah, give me your kids. We do live action role playing. And you get there, no one else is there but this crazy guy. And he's just like, yeah, he's mostly doing drugs. But then once in a while, he's like, here, have some medieval doubloons, kids.
Mud! I lost the bag of meth, Mud! These counselors are going to be here any minute, Mud! Help me find the bag of meth!
That is exactly what was happening.
That was actually, it was live audio from the camp.
I'm actually debating if this is fictional. Someone's pulling our leg. I think this might be a phony baloney email. A
little summertime screw job?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And Lucy's friends dubbing my underage girlfriend minor felony.
Good God.
Would be I guess it's a felony and she's a minor.
Oh, yeah.
I don't, is you it, know, these it? Guys are intelligent, yeah. huh?
Oh, boy.
That's really, really nuts. So you brought your girlfriend into these woods?
Hey, I got a friend of mine I'd like you to meet, baby.
If this doesn't end with you stabbing Lucifer in the chest, I'm going to be disappointed.
He had to get those 12 daggers from the Omen movies.
The highlight of the weekend was Lucy's friends looking for a guy named Swifty. Lucy and his squire named Nanzo found what? Swifty laying on a dirt road with a broken bottle of booze in his hand.
These are named after Masters of the Universe characters.
Yeah. A broken bottle of booze.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's a weapon. Lucy and Enzo woke Swifty up. Swifty looked at Enzo, looked at the bottle and yelled, "How convenient!" Then he swiped at Enzo with the broken bottle and ran into the woods. The entire camp had to form a search party to look for Swifty.
Why is the camp getting involved looking for Swifty?
Swifty does not want to be found. He just wants to slash someone with a broken bottle.
This was not a real camp.
So no one found him until he wandered back into the camp in the morning like nothing happened. I guess this was a quote-unquote counselor of some kind.
Oh, Swifty was a counselor? I thought he was friends with Lucy.
He is, which makes me think he's also running Jesus. This dirtbag shit show. Anyway, love the show. Thanks for the hours of entertainment and the trip down memory lane. Andrew, this makes no sense.
No, and also there's no ending. What happened? Is this guy still alive?
This guy needs to be found and shot.
Lucy?
Yeah.
Lucy needs to be taken into custody.
And Swifty.
the whole lot of them.
That's how Camp Nowhere could have easily have gone.
Light them up, Mud. It's over. It's all over, Mud.
Oh, man. Am I reading the one entitled Summer Camp Horror Story?
Yes, you are. I think so. I think that's the next one on the docket.
Okay. I grew up in a religious household, so one summer when I was 7 years old, my parents decided to send me to Christian summer camp. I heard these are pretty cool. There was a tradition at this camp, unknown to me, that the person who gets the most mail from home would have a prank played on them at the end of the week. That's not very Christian. No. Thou shalt not prank.
Right. It's right there.
It's right there.
I think it was number three.
The typical prank was having to jump in the lake with your clothes on or serve dinner to everyone. Well, neither of those are pranks. You're just making someone do things.
Wait, so you have to either get naked and jump in a river or serve dinner. Just serve dinner. Yeah. Serve it? You're not cooking it. You didn't say cook dinner.
Yeah, one just serve dinner. Well, it doesn't say anything about nudity. But a prank is like...
I infer nudity.
When in doubt, infer nudity. Well, a prank is when something happens to you without... You know, advanced warning
right, yeah.
of said act.
Usually a bucket falls on your head.
Sure.
That's a number one prank.
Yeah, or like they replace your toothpaste with foot paste.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what foot paste is. You know, another bathroom paste.
A John Madden product. He was hawking all types of shit.
Dude, I don't even want to look at John Madden's feet. You know, harmless fun. Well, this year, they took it a little too far. Uh-oh. Someone had to skim the pool. I was, of course, the unfortunate one to get the most mail since my family was familiar with this prank business. They thought it would be fun. Oh, my God! He was set up!
Yep.
Jesus. All right. One of the last nights, we had spaghetti for dinner, and I noticed that the camp counselors were instructing everyone to scrape their leftovers into a 50-gallon garbage can they had near the dish area. After dinner, it was announced that I had received the most mail. I was blindfolded by the counselors and led into a field where all the other kids were waiting in silence.
This is like,
oh my God,
Children of the Corn shit.
Seriously. Where's Eli or the rest of those creepy kids? They announced that I was to receive my punishment for getting mail and proceeded to dump bucket after bucket of spaghetti leftovers onto my head in front of everyone.
That is so disgusting. That's like a crime, right? What are you dousing someone with garbage for?
That's really gross.
It's not. It's like it'd be one thing if the kids were pulling pranks on each other, but the counselors are like
getting in on it.
Throw the garbage bag on his head,
because
boys.
You know these like. Later on, teenagers, you know, these older kids are like, yeah, I'm going to fucking get these kids good. Stupid Christian camp. I feel like whatever the camp is, like the counselor's just a hired gun. Oh, what is it? A Christian camp this summer? Okay, I'll take that gig. Oh, you're working fat camp this summer? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like hiring Blackwater. It's like,
yeah, exactly.
If you don't expressly tell them not to shoot random people in traffic, they're going to do it.
All right. This gets worse. I was terrified and furious and tore off the blindfold to see the horror of 100 kids laughing at me. The laughing stopped when I started sobbing and vomiting all over myself.
That's honestly, I would have done the exact same thing.
Oh, yeah. Just throw up everywhere. Yeah. Throw up on people.
That's the way to go.
I wish that my parents would have sued the shit out of that place, but it turns out that's not the Christian... they put in parentheses, or quotations rather, thing to do.
Thou shall not litigate.
Thanks, guys, and don't worry, I'm okay, I think. I guess so. I mean, you don't get over something like that.
No, I remember every single thing that transpired to me every day. I remember every single embarrassment I've ever had.
I humiliate myself in front of the world every week on this show. I get it. You don't get over that.
I guess We Hate Movies is the equivalent of us being dumped in garbage and having a bunch of people laugh at it.
Yeah, exactly right. Dipped in garbage.
I never thought of it like that. I feel worse.
All right, so we got another one here, another terrifying camp tale. Great way to start.
Yeah, it's a big old sigh at your subject line, listener. It's called From My Humiliation to Your Mailbag.
That's kind of funny.
Here's a camp story for you guys. I was a Girl Scout as a kid, and my troop went to a week at Camp Dean every summer. I remember one year, through some scheduling miracle, we had the whole place to ourselves. The camp director just handed his ring of keys over to the troop leader and said, lock up when you're done.
What? And lock up when you're done?
And then fucked off back to the cabin to smoke weed and or cheat on his taxes. You don't do both at the same time. Let me just say that.
You don't want to be high on weed when you're trying to cheat on your taxes. You're going to make some
Or even do your taxes regularly.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's tough business right there. Flash forward to the day we were supposed to leave. We were all packed. So I guess what they're saying is like...
They were there, but they weren't paying attention kind of a thing.
Right. The camp director doesn't care. The troop leader is handling this thing. I don't know if the troop leader is like an appointed camper or is it a counselor? I don't know. So we're all packed up and ready to go. Everything's locked, including the door to the bathroom. And bathroom is in quotation marks. I use that word loosely because the toilets inside were really just seats perched over 30-foot deep sewage holes.
Oh, right. That's camp.
This is the camp toilet. Yes, of course.
Anyway, shit house, as they'll say sometimes.
Anyway, I had to pee one last time before we left.
Mm-hmm.
Being a stupid and disgusting child.
All right.
I brought the keys into the stall with me.
Oh,
so now
I see.
She's got the giant ring of keys for the whole camp.
Right. Inside this shit house.
Yeah. And somehow managed to drop them into the literal shithole.
Oh,
she's
no.
dropped the entire ring of keys into the 30-foot drop of sewage.
Oh, man.
The camp director had to get a ladder and climb down inside to fish them out.
Oh, that's what you get for fucking off all summer, buddy. Dive in.
That was the master set, and he had no copies. Always have a spare.
Seriously, also don't give your keys to children.
Yes. He made our whole troop stay and watch him do it.
You're going to watch me swim through this shit, goddammit.
Or rather, listen to the swearing rant that got more and more belligerent as he got closer to the bottom. So, Andrew, you were pretty on point with that impression. I learned a lot of new words that day.
Oh, man.
I thought it was going to be learned things, but no, she learned words.
You know what? Learn to not bring your keys into the toilet with you like this.
Also, I cried a bunch.
Why are you crying? You're not ankle deep and then knee deep and waist deep.
Here's the thing is decent people feel a certain responsibility when they cause
damage to others. You're explaining to me what it's like to not be a sociopath.
Yes.
I'm like, what's this girl's problem?
I think she was feeling something us people call guilt.
Oh, yeah.
Love the show, Rachel. Well, Rachel, thank you for your letter.
Rachel, what I want to know is, in order to get those keys, I mean, was he going under?
I feel like he's definitely... oh, my God.
Or are you picking it up with your feet? Because that's... You got to at least try for the feet, but if you can't get... I mean...
If you're going down there on a ladder...
Yeah.
And, like, you're trying to reach down with your arm... And then, like, the ladder starts going backwards or something?
Oh, my God.
I think this guy got covered.
Oh, I'm imagining a really pissed off... I don't know why Thomas Lennon is coming to mind, but I'm picturing Thomas Lennon
casting.
As this camp director, and he's covered in shit. Yeah. Oh, wow, Rachel, that's great.
What a
great time at camp. Was it a Girl Scout camp, she said?
Yeah.
If you're at a Girl Scout camp, are they teaching you the recipe to the cookies? Because that's something.
I don't know. That's like the secret stuff.
Take that intel back with you.
I don't think they're letting that out to the kids.
I guess that's true.
That's classified.
So summer camp stories. I've wanted to contribute to the mailbag episodes for quite a while now. And after listening to your Camp Nowhere episode, I couldn't help but think, so it's summer camp stories you want, eh? Well, try this on for size. This happened in 1995, the worst year of my life, the year my mother died. I was trying to cope with her death by burying my emotions in the deepest hole my mind could manage when my father decided I needed a distraction and asked if I wanted to go to a summer camp. I figured, what's the worst that could happen? Well, right there, if you're thinking that about going to a summer camp, Camp Krusty is just around the corner.
Mr. Black. Please listen to Mr. Black.
Well, first of all, the camp was not where I was told it was. Yikes. It was in a rather remote location, at least half a dozen miles from the nearest payphone. The day I arrive, I find out that the only person I know there is an old bully. Now, a bully who had previously bullied you, or like an old guy who's like, hey, kid.
Maybe both. I'm picturing like a Teamster in a, in a white T-shirt with cigarettes rolled up in his sleeve.
The kid was way too old for summer camp. The bully still wanted to beat me half to death over a $2 bet I lost to him. We hadn't seen each other in 4 years, and he sure remembered that I owed him money.
$2?
Just come on.
That is sad. That's sad for the bully, not for you. That is just pathetic.
Oh, yeah, totally. Let it go, bully. Unless it was like that was the whole bet. Was it like $2 short of a 20 bet, and this dude still got like 18 bucks? Because then shut up.
Right.
But if you're reneging on this whole bet, dude... That's bet justice.
This is like a John Cusack movie. What was that?
Better Off Dead.
Yeah. $2.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right.
It was actually $2.
Almost all the other boys there and no small number of girls were proud criminals. Okay. So this person got sent to like a bad kid camp?
I guess all the jerks went to camp.
Like military academy camp or something? I guess, you know what? Let's read on and find out. Some of whom could definitely be classified as a threat to themselves and others. But I haven't gotten to the best part yet. The camp was a Christian camp. Oh, here we go.
Oh, there you go.
I was raised by an extremely secular family, and this was an overwhelming experience. It was just a continuous stream of Christian propaganda. That's... You know, chalk this up to, like, you got to read that brochure.
Yeah.
You got to read that brochure.
Yeah, and especially when you said, what's the worst that could happen? Well, you got to think, where do wackos live? Ooh, maybe in the woods.
Yep. When I asked to use a phone, I was flatly told that I wasn't allowed. 2 days in, I made the big mistake of telling the bully and a few others that I was going to escape in the night. But I decided against it because I had no idea which way to run. When they saw me the next morning, the bully made a big show about what a coward I was. Don't tell people your escape plans, especially a bully.
No, yeah. I mean, Steve McQueen didn't do that in The Great Escape.
Totally. He just did it.
You take that motorcycle and you ride.
Now, to give you an idea of what went on at this camp when they weren't shoving Christianity down our throats, there was a pond that no one was allowed to swim in because it was full of leeches. Fair enough. The food bizarrely alternated between superb and borderline inedible. And the only activities I recall were a brief class in wood burning. Wood burning?
What the fuck?
Here's how you do it. I think class dismissed.
It's a Christian camp. I think that's a typo, and it was book burning. All those copies of Darwin's Species.
Oh, yeah, totally. wood burning and knife throwing.
Oh, sure.
Both done by instructors who had no idea what they were doing. Sounds about right.
I don't know how to burn wood.
Oh, man. I got stuck with advanced wood burning again. I'll be flying blind through this class.
I don't know. Gasoline?
Wood burning. Oh, mercy.
I guess that's starting campfires, right? We're just being idiots, probably.
I guess that makes sense, starting
you know,
a campfire.
You know, like you get the twig or right. Like gasoline. That's how I do it.
Bic lighter, yeah. A bunch of kids got so bored that they snapped and started eating prodigious quantities of toothpaste.
What?
That's going to poison you, by the way. You can't be eating toothpaste.
I heard there's this theory about wrapping toothpaste in a banana peel to get, like, high.
Yeah, people are doing that. You snort
that
it.
That makes no sense.
You freeze it, and then you crush it up, and you snort it.
Oh, really?
I think that's the idea.
I think that's what Lucifer does.
That's what he was making at his camp.
Yeah, that's
back
the,
in Oregon.
Quote-unquote, meth. The Oral-B meth. The Crest meth.
The toothpaste eating only stopped when a counselor walked in and told those doing it that eating toothpaste could kill you or at least fuck up your digestive tract. Well, fucking finally, some counselor intervention.
Yeah, it's nice to hear. We get seldom of it these days.
Eventually, I was overwhelmed by the Christian stuff and submitted to a baptism.
That's weird. You don't do a baptism on someone at camp.
Yikes. All right.
The parents need to write a permission slip for a baptism.
Totally.
In my opinion.
At the moment the ritual was completed, I kid you not, all the power went out in the camp like something out of a movie about demonic possession. If I needed a sign from God that whatever this particular flavor of Christianity was, wasn't for me, I can hardly imagine something better than that. Finally, it was over, and my dad came to pick me up. As soon as I saw his car, I ran to it and told him to take me home right fucking now. He was confused, so I said, I will tell you all about it once we are out of here. Now drive, damn it. Now, to give you an idea of what kind of person my father is, he's a manic depressive who will bitch and moan for a week over spending $30 on clothes, then blow $500 at a poker table.
Jeez.
Once I was done telling him about the worst week of my life, all he had to say was, I can't believe I wasted $180 on that. $180?
It was a gamble.
Dude, that's also suspiciously cheap.
That is, right?
Holy shit.
They're feeding these kids all types of stuff?
Yeah. That,
sometimes
that,
it's superb.
Sometimes it was superb, and sometimes it was dog food.
I can't imagine it being superb.
Keep up the good work on the podcast. You guys are one of the relatively few things keeping me sane at the moment. Miles. Well,
I appreciate that.
Yeah, Miles, that's nice of you. Jesus, though, $180. That's, again, read the brochure and look at the price tag. Because what are we doing? Clearly, this is another scam.
Yeah, this is, that's why they only have those. See, that's the thing also. That price point is making it so all the rotten kids that their parents hate all those kids.
Yeah,
those
they want
bullies
them out.
And stuff. Yeah, exactly.
So this will do
the
it,
cheapest
right?
option, fine.
Yeah. Go send him to Lucy's Christian summer camp.
Yeah, and I'm sorry that your father had a bad day at the tables there. If he had maybe if he had a good day, he would have been to a better camp, you know?
Yeah, that's true, actually. But, you know, Black just wasn't biting that night.
But the thing is, when you get that feeling that it might,
you've
got to keep doing, you got to keep seeing.
You know, that's what everybody tells me, dude. I just don't understand gambling in that way. It doesn't work for me. I'm totally numb to gambling.
Me too, actually. I'm not numb to
a whole lot of other things, but, you know, gambling.
Yeah, even the lottery, I'm just like, you know, if there's an office pool happening, I'll contribute. But other than that, I'm just like, it's a waste of time.
Yeah.
It's a waste of money.
I'm like, I can be buying whiskey with this.
Right. That's your whiskey budget. You know, you put that $5 a week away and you got your whiskeys.
I think much like how our listener mail has been blowing the lid off of things like lazy teachers showing movies in classes.
Right.
I think we're on to another one now.
Crazy camp counselors.
Just like the twisted camping industry.
Yeah.
There's got to be like no regulation.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's there's no one. There's no government inspectors.
No.
Man, also, I just want to quickly do a quick plug here.
Sure.
That we're speaking of camp stories today.
Oh, well, right.
On Blame It on Outer Space, we actually have some harrowing camp stories, scary camp stories.
Yeah, the spookier the better, dude.
Right. We did this last summer. We did scary camp stories.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it's called that. It's something like that.
something scary stories.
And we just did a second volume.
Yeah.
This summer, it's on blameitonouterspace.com, and we're reading stories from like official camping websites and guides. Like, here are some scary stories you should tell around a campfire.
Which I love that's a website, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, they all have their one of them.
Stock up on printing out your camping stories.
One of the websites, I forget what it is, but the slogan is "For camp people, by camp people." You know what type of people you don't want to meet? Camp people. I identify as a camp person.
Oh, I'm a camp person. Oh, are you? Good day.
It's scary summer camp. No, I'm going to look it up.
Look it up. Sure, look it up. We got all day.
Don't worry. It's just a thing I produce.
Oh, mercy me. But I'll tell you what. So these were some scary stories like from IRL. This is like LARPers and Christians and, you know.
The stories I'm reading on that podcast have big feet and
ghosts.
Yeah, there's also last year, by the way, it's Scary Summer Camp Stories is the name of the episode.
And
then we just released Scary Camp Stories 2.
Uh-huh.
And in the first volume, I have to say, there is a story called The Creature from the Pit Toilet.
Oh, right.
And that's when, you know, you're lucky that that sewage you dropped those keys into, Rachel, wasn't sentient. Because the shit monsters are abound at camp.
Mm-hmm.
Beware out there.
It's unbelievable. Actually, I'll say this, gentle listener. There's a story in this volume of Blame It On Outer Space's Scary Stories that I almost threw up listening to Eric read.
Oh, the skeleton lady.
Yeah, almost threw right up.
Yeah.
I was eating Chinese food at the time, probably didn't help.
It's about an elderly cannibal.
Well, that's the mailbag, gang. Thanks for checking in on us. Maybe one day our camp guys will get back to us here. But
yeah,
right now it's just the two of us.
You know, maybe without that baggy sweater on. Maybe they'll be looking a little better.
And that is the mailbag until we come back in September. So until then, the mailbag is still open. Still keep writing emails.
Sure,
we're getting them. There will just be no August edition. So until September, I'm Andrew Jupin.
And I'm Eric Siska.
Have a good summer.